The release of the medical workers is opening diplomatic doors for Libya. France's president is in Tripoli today for talks with Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi. President Sarkozy and his wife played a key role in winning the release of the medical crew, as we hear in this report from reporter Eleanor Beardsley.
The French woke up yesterday morning to live television coverage of the five Bulgarian nurses and Palestinian doctors stepping off a French plane after their long ordeal on death row in Libya. It seemed that action man French President Nicolas Sarkozy had done it again. The French also discovered that their usually camera-shy first lady was something of a diplomat. Cecilia Sarkozy, who waved coolly from the tarmac, had made two trips to Libya in the past 10 days to plead for the medics' release, while her unconventional diplomatic foray was criticized by some EU officials. The former fashion model's charms and negotiating skills must have swayed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. President Sarkozy beamed with pride as he spoke about his wife's mission at a press conference in Paris.
Cecilia a fait un travail tout à fait remarquable.
She did an incredible job. This was a story about women and a humanitarian crisis, and I thought Cecilia could be useful, and she pulled it off with humanity, brio, and courage.
While the French initiative simply topped off years of hard negotiating for the nurses' release by the European Union, it does seem that Sarkozy's personal touch made the difference. Sarkozy had made the Bulgarian nurses' plight a top concern of his presidency, and he rightly sensed that the Libyan strongman was more keen to conclude a deal with another state rather than an entity like the European Union. Still, it was the multi-million euro compensation fund set up by the EU to help the families of the HIV-infected children, as well as promises of technical aid and a normalization of relations, that formed the backbone of the release agreement. Sarkozy says his visit to Libya today is about helping the country rejoin the international community. Political analyst Christophe Barbier thinks that France and the West should beware of the pitfalls of their Libyan success.
It's obvious that Gaddafi will be the long-term winner in this situation. He got to accuse the innocent nurses, he got money from the West, and now he's wrapping himself in international recognition. Are we going to pay too dear a price for playing Colonel Gaddafi's game, which is nothing but a form of state hostage-taking and terrorism?
Cecilia Sarkozy's role in the release is controversial, and not only because it broke with the tradition of French first ladies taking a back seat to their husbands. Socialist lawmaker Noël Mamère says Sarkozy has transformed his wife into a substitute minister.
We're in a republic and not a monarchy. And in a republic, your legitimacy is earned through something called universal suffrage. I wasn't aware that Madame Sarkozy had been elected to office.
Sarkozy defended his wife's involvement, saying the mission's difficult nature called for unusual action. Even so, the glow of yesterday's success is starting to dim, along with rumors that Gaddafi wants Airbus planes, Rafale jets, and French nuclear technology in exchange. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
And you can find an analysis of the recent shift in the relationship between the United States and Libya at npr.org.